We went out and had dinner the other night with a friend of mine. I know him professionally, but he's kind of a friend because we're no longer working together on anything. And he's stayed in touch. And he's one of those people who always goes, "Hey, I saw on Facebook, it's your anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary." He talks like that too.
Yeah, he does.
He's a very bubbly guy.
Yeah.
So we had dinner with him and it was fine. But he is kind of a workaholic.
Oh, for sure.
And again, we've worked together before, but we're not working right now. This was a social visit.
Mm-hmm.
So he sits down and he's on his phone. And I understand that sometimes you get a phone call, sometimes you get a text, and maybe you'll look.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, you know, in a situation like yours where you say, "Hey, I have kids, but they're not with me right now. Mm-hmm. I want to double check, make sure everything's okay. I have elderly parents." I think the same way. I'm sure a lot of people feel this way. Or whatever it is, you get someone watching your house. And so I understand checking the phone. He's texting and looking through his email, I would say half of the dinner that we're together. And it wasn't that he was being rude, like he didn't want to talk to us.
No.
I feel he probably wanted to be there more than we did because I never go out, as
no,
you know that.
No.
That's how much I like the guy that I went, "Sure, we'll get together." Let me rephrase that. I figured he'd keep asking until I gave in. So I just said, "You know what? It'll be fine. We'll go out. And it's nice that someone wants to hang out with me." The whole dinner, at least 50, 60% of the time, he's on his phone. He's checking. Matter of fact, he had a whole fit about how he lost an email and he couldn't find it in his deleted folder.
And it wasn't just like texting and still talking. Like there was
one thing like, "Oh, hey, I just want to tell my daughter, be home at 10. Like not like that. This is like a full conversation with his work colleagues.
There was like awkwardly long amounts of silence in between each time he would pick up the phone because you and I are like, well, do we talk amongst ourselves? Do we continue talking to him while he's ignoring us?
You know,
like,
really what makes me crazy. "Hey, didn't you guys just go to a concert?" "We did. And we saw so-and-so. Have you seen him?" And then his nose is in the phone, so he's not answering.
Answer.
Right. So he's clearly not paying attention to what we're saying.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what it felt like, Vinny. Like it was a little bit awkward. And I didn't know. So I turned to you and I was like, "How's your food?" Like, I don't want to go into another sub conversation with just the two of us. We were there to visit with him.
You and I both look like we must have something wrong, you know, like floaters in our eye because we're both wide-eyed at each other like, you know, doing the eye without saying anything like, "You see this? See what's happening here?" Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He also starts off the night by making jokes and I think he kind of offended our waiter because we were getting great service. You and I were there before him and he comes in, he's on the phone and then the waiter seemed put off by this whole thing. So then our service declined.
Right.
Now, I'll say that he did turn the table and pay for everything at the end of the night. So we did have
that going for us.
So you know what? It wasn't a complete loss. But put your phone down.
Yes.
Or at least on silent. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Today, Wednesday, November the 10th, 2021. And it is, of course, also
Hump Day.
There it is. Time for pre-coffee thoughts. You know, we start every Wednesday morning, get over the hump. You'll come in here, write down a little stream of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things that come to mind. Doesn't matter what the topic is. They just come rolling right off the pen onto the page. And then we share them here every Wednesday morning for pre-coffee thoughts. Our minds instantly translate WTF, but not LOL. That's true, isn't it?
That is true.
Isn't that kind of a weird thing?
Yeah, that is. Well, no one actually says lots of laughs, but people do say
it's not lots of laughs. I think it's laugh out loud.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was lots of laughs.
Were you today years old when you learned this?
I mean, it's the same thing.
I thought it was lots of laughs.
I think it's
laugh out loud.
I thought it was laugh out loud.
I don't know.
Because that's why people go, "Yeah, I know. It's just crazy, isn't it? LOL." Like
lots of laughs.
Well, because they're saying they want you to hear the way I just said it, which is, "I know, it's crazy, right?" So they're adding the LOL so you can tell they're saying it with a giggle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you say, "Right, I'm laughing. I'm not laughing out loud."
Remember the anti-fan last week?
I'm having lots of laughs.
Remember the anti-fan last week wrote in and said that we have, quote, "mindless banter"? This would be an example of that. Who cares? LOL.
Okay.
There's a bunch of these. I have to look these up. But what was the other one? HBD the other day, I think it was.
I don't think that was it.
Oh, or HBT. How about that? I think that was one.
Oh, okay.
Like, how am I supposed to know that? You can LOL, I think we're all on board with. WTF, okay. You start going beyond that. Most people are not on board with your little acronyms, okay?
Okay.
SSRTVY.
Yeah.
Too much.
Stories usually put horns on evil or scary creatures, but in nature, only herbivores have horns. So there you go.
That's truth.
Let's stand up for the herbivores, not make them so scary.
That's right.
You can't save anyone's life. You can only delay their death.
Well, that's dark. Jeez.
Extraterrestrials watching our TV broadcast are going to be really disappointed when they find we don't have superpowers or technology or we're not all Kim Kardashian.
Dang it.
The bigger you are, the more things cost. That's true.
Yeah.
You ever go to the big and tall store?
It's more fabric. I mean, that's true. It costs more fabric
to put over your fat body.
I save a lot of money shopping in the kids section.
Is that true? Are the kids' clothes less expensive than grown-up clothes?
Of course they are.
No, that can't be true.
Of course it is. I buy shirts for Grayson. They're like $5, normal price.
No.
Yes, that's why when you always say, we'll just get another shirt, it'll be $5. I feel like you're just remembering when you would go shopping with your mother when you were a child and they were $5.
No, I'm
Robbie,
just so... No.
I'll tell you this. I bought an Under Armour sweatshirt in men's size before.
Uh-huh.
$60.
Yeah.
Bought that similar Under Armour sweatshirt in kid size before was $40.
Do you use the adult size to go to bed? Is it like a...
Yeah, it's
like a big pajama pullover.
The adult size is like a sleep one. The kids one is like my normal outfit.
No, I think it's just that I'm older than all of you, so I remember when things cost less. Just like it was 89 cents when I first started driving to fill up your gas tank.
But you also get irritated when we go buy clothes and you're like, why is this so expensive? Well, because it's in an adult size. It's not like a baby size.
Just because they decided to raise the prices doesn't mean that it costs them any more to make it or that it has any more value.
It's got more fabric.
It's probably cheaper to make now.
Yeah, he's exactly right. So we're getting screwed.
Okay.
I won't stand for it.
Uh-huh.
Bubble wrap carpeting is the ultimate burglar alarm.
That'd be so fun. I would love that.
Technically, toasters don't toast. Toasters toast bread.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
I guess you'd have to say I'm making toast.
Making toast.
Twinkle, twinkle, and the alphabet song are the same tune. You're doing it in your head right now.
Oh, my God.
So
I never knew that.
I love that you didn't know LOL and you didn't know Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Well, I didn't know the song, but I guess I didn't put together that they were the same tune.
This is absolutely true. Before we come in here every day, we say, well, what's going on with you? What's going on with you? What do we want to mention? Mm-hmm. Is there something important? Is there a big story this morning? We wasted at least a half an hour because I remembered there was something I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember what it was.
I'm going through my search history. I'm trying to figure out what we were talking about. I'm like, is it plastic surgery? Is it the cat?
Nope.
Is it the kids?
Nope.
Is it the car?
Nope.
Is it our coworkers?
No.
Is it dinner?
No. On and on and on. And I just knew if you landed on it, I would go, yes.
Well, we didn't get it.
But just could not get there. And then you start competing with yourself, trying to figure out what it is you wanted to talk about. But if I don't write it down, if I don't text it right away, I'll never remember it.
Well, that's why I text you and email you everything. Because
Rochelle says, you know what we need to do? We need to get an email address that's just for you and I to send ideas to each other. Can we let Bonehead in the group? I feel like he can be in it. He just sent me poop emojis.
Right. He's not going to send anything. I mean, Vince, what would you send us?
He'll abuse the privilege.
Well, because anytime we ever ask him, like, what's going on with your life? He's like, nah, nothing. I'm like, cool. nothing.
Great input.
You're bringing a lot to the table.
Absolutely true. I texted him this morning and I say, you could be here next 5 minutes or so because it's going to be, he's always here, you know,
right
after us. And he's supposed to be here before us to have everything going.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I get the, well, I had a long stay in the bathroom before I left
so
the house
gross.
This morning, but I feel a lot lighter now. These are the kind of things he texts me.
Totally unnecessary to talk to each other like that over text.
And I'll get like, you know what the poop emoji means, right?
Well, of course.
I get like six of those. So, well, you didn't know LOL, so I'm just making sure.
Okay, you're a jerk. I did know LOL. It's lots of laughs. You just think
there's
it's
a poop emoji?
All right.
There's just a pudding one.
All
yeah,
right.
It's not pudding.
Whatever.
All right, on the way this morning, we'll get a
he said.
Going for you at 7:50. Hashtag mom.
Confession.
7:20, 9:20. It's all on the way. Man, and weeks just fly by, especially as we head farther and farther into the holiday season, don't they? Thank you for sending these into us. Morning show page or on our socials. You can send us a little DM, slide right in them DMs. You got a charity event going on. You got something special for families. Whatever it is, we'd like to know about it and share it here on the old CVB, the Community Bulletin Board. Adult Night Roller Skating is back at Branch Brook Park Roller Skating Rink in Newark. That's happening Tuesday, Thursday, and Sundays at 7. You're going to be 18 and older with a valid ID to attend. UnitedSkates.com for all the details. They play the music. They got the lights. Kind of like Xanadu, you know?
But better.
Well.
Just not hard to do.
I thought Xanadu was a pretty good film.
I know you did.
Not going to lie.
Uh-huh.
VFW Post 2179 in Monmouth is hosting an outdoor flea market that goes on this Sunday starting at 7 a.m. and then all day long. For info or to sign up to be a vendor, they still got booth space. Visit VFW2179.com or find them on Facebook. They're on there too. And the St. John Vianney Annual Craft Fair is back this year. It's happening next weekend at the Madonna Hall in Stockholm. You shop small businesses, handmade vendors, and artists. Parish.sjvianney, that's VIANNEY.com for all the info, or you can find them on Facebook. I don't know what your dislike of Xanadu is. You got Olivia Newton-John, you got Gene Kelly, you got her singing Physical. I mean, that's a pretty fun movie.
That's the entire movie. That's it.
That's the whole movie, but you got ELOs in there, Electric Light Orchestra. It was a cool movie.
It's great.
You got those fun zapping sound effects.
That's why you like it.
All the 80s
you
movies.
You get the lasers. It's not a good movie. I'm sorry. Sorry. I tried. It's not.
And this wasn't something you saw that I had seen and then we talked about it. This was, oh my God, you have to watch Xanadu with me. I love Xanadu.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
And then what I said.
And then we happened to find it on cable one afternoon. We watch it. And I go, wasn't that fun? You went, no. I'm questioning everything now. Everything.
Truth.
A couple of things we thought you'd like to know this morning. You got Robbie, Rochelle with intern Vince. I saw something yesterday in one of the Facebook groups that I'm in. And this is for radio people, for other radio people. And we all talk about, oh, you remember back in the day when we used to use records and these kind of things? And I like seeing the old pictures of the old equipment and pictures of the old albums and that sort of stuff. So it's on one of these pages. And there's this whole thing that goes on, and these people are just being negative. And I won't get into what they were talking about. But I'm just thinking to myself, you know, this is lousy. Well, they're basically begrudging somebody for getting a job over them. And that was what the whole thing was.
And I
was like, you know, I know the guy that got the job, and he's very talented. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry you didn't get the job. But I kind of felt bad that they were being so negative. And I was thinking of jumping in there and saying something, but I went, no, I shouldn't do it. And I think that's probably true on Facebook, on Twitter, a lot of the time, is that you, especially when you see people you know and they say something that kind of rubs you the wrong way, mm-hmm. the best thing for you to do is probably just to stay out of it.
It's so hard, though.
It really is.
It's so hard to, like, not give your opinion or to jump in and say, what are you talking about? Or...
because you got to remind yourself that there's really no good is going to come of this to jump in.
Now, in that your Facebook group, is the guy that they were talking about, is he in that group?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Because that, I mean, that, I think that's really hard, especially if you're, when you have a group setting, if they're talking about something and it actually is you or it's something about you, I feel like you absolutely can step in and it doesn't cross a line then because you need to defend yourself.
I think this sort of thing happens even out in public where you might overhear somebody, and maybe it's somebody in a group that says something that you don't agree with and you just want to go, I don't know about that. But it even happens if you're sitting next to people in a coffee shop or something, you hear them say something, you just want to jump in so bad and just say, no, that's really not the case.
Yeah.
But what good is going to come of that? What do I have to gain by doing that? You know you're never going to convince anybody that they're wrong and you're right.
Right.
So why bother and go through the trouble? But then I feel that, you know, maybe, you know, that's, you can't just be the person that doesn't try and make good, you know, you got to stand for something or you stand for nothing. So I never know how to handle these situations, but
I feel like the older I've gotten, the better I've gotten at not jumping in and saying,
well, I don't think that's true at all, because every time someone has posted anything that's irritated you, you go nuclear.
No, I don't ever post to them. I go nuclear and tell you what I want to say. And then
that's absolutely not true.
I post something? I never post something on social media.
There were some people that were, I don't know if they were family members. I can't remember, cousins or something, that were talking trash about you. You went nuclear on them on Facebook.
Well, first of all, that's family. I mean,
so that makes it okay.
Yes, it does make it okay, because if you're my
family. So if you've got an uncle or something that goes on and posts some kind of nonsense, you would start arguing with them on a Facebook thread?
No, but again, if it was about me or they said something about the kids or you or something that had to do with me, absolutely. But if they're just posting, like, I have a lot of family that post political, both ways, it doesn't matter. I'm like, I'm not,
But what if it's something personal? Never mind when people start talking politics and all that sort of stuff.
That's what I'm saying. If it's personal, if it's about me, if it's about the kids, if it's a personal opinion and that has to do with me, then sure.
Let me ask you this. If you were in one of those radio groups and someone said, I think the show's great, Rochelle's great, Vinny's funny, Robbie stinks, what would you do?
I would absolutely jump in.
You wouldn't just let that go?
No. Why? Why would I let that go? Because
I feel like if someone said that about you, I probably would just let it go.
Of course you wouldn't. I'd be so mad.
Now, why are you laughing at that?
You're supposed to defend me.
Man, Vinny, that's unfortunate.
You know what? They're right.
Vinny, you think I should jump in and I should say something? Now, what would you do? If somebody said, I think Vinny is hilarious, but the two of them stink, he should have his own show, what would you say?
You're right.
Amen. No, I've been saying it for years.
Preach. No, I wouldn't, because that's what they want. They want you to jump in and engage. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't jump in there and start saying something. I mean, again, it's obvious when someone goes, you know, I believe that this politician is wrong.
Yeah.
Why bother, right?
Or
someone said, but if someone says, you know, I believe your friend is a jerk, why get involved? Clearly, this person's not your friend, not their
Again,
friend.
I think
that's the same thing. If someone hates the show, that's what they want is for us to start arguing.
The situation, it's situational because, like you're saying, in a group setting where they're talking about certain people that you know, but they're not talking about you, they're not talking about our work. You know, as much as you want to step in and as much as I probably would have in the past, I don't think you should. However, if it's something to do with you personally and they know you're in the group, they see that you're there, I think that you have...
They're trolling you.
I mean, they have every right to step in or... And this is something that makes me crazy about you. I just block them. And you're like, I don't unfriend and block anybody. I'm like, why?
Well, that's not true. Sometimes I do, but it would have to reach a very egregious level. Now, if somebody posted, I think Rochelle is a horrible person, I would probably...
Well, that would be a truth.
It would not. I would probably block them. That would be something that's crazy. But if it's just somebody that, you know, tends to be a loudmouth, that's what the unfollow thing is for. Never see them. Why give them the satisfaction of unfriending them, you know?
I think
people like this. This is a way of posting... You know, or pushing buttons.
I guess.
Look, okay, I just go based on the one experience I had. This guy cheated me out a bunch of money, all right?
Oh.
I walked away from the situation because I wasn't going to say anything. Then, sure enough, some guy comes into the room, steals that guy's money, runs past me. I could have stopped him, but I let him go. The guy who cheated me out of money, he comes up to me and said, "Hey, you could have stopped that guy. Why didn't you let him go?" And I said, "Not my problem," and walked away.
All right, first of all, I don't know what you're talking about because it seems to have nothing to do with what we're talking about.
What?
Secondly, is that the plot of the movie The Sting? Are you a pool shark? What
are you talking about?
Who owed you money?
That might have been the plot of Spider-Man.
Oh.
You know, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. The first movie? Come on.
With great power comes great something or other. I remember that.
Yeah, sorry, Uncle Ben.
It's Robbie Rochelle Intervince. Yesterday, about halfway through the show, I didn't want to bring this up until we had a chance to confirm it and all of that, but Rochelle goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." I was like, "What's the matter?" I've said this before. This happens all the time where there's something going on in Rochelle's head. I'm like, "What's the matter?" She goes, "Dean Stockwell died." I was like, "Who?" She goes, "Dean Stockwell." I went, "The actor from Quantum Leap?"
Oh, that guy.
And she said, "Yes." And we have confirmed that he passed away yesterday at the age of 85.
Yes.
Which is sad.
He wasn't Ziggy.
Yeah, he was Ziggy.
Yeah, he was Ziggy.
He was Ziggy.
Ziggy.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm impressed that you remembered this. Because then I said to Rochelle, and this is another reason we didn't mention it yesterday, I said, "I don't know. I mean, I feel sorry the guy died. But, you know, the show has been off the air since like 1992. No one's going to even remember who he was. I'm impressed. I guess I was wrong. Vinny, if you know who he is, then maybe people, it is a big deal."
It's funny because my mom used to watch reruns of that back in the day, and I used to watch it with her. I used to like it. It's a pretty good show.
It was a good show. I used to watch the reruns too with my dad, and I watched every episode. I loved
your one
the
happy
show.
Childhood memory with dad.
That was it.
Watching Scott
and
Bakula. That was a pretty cool show.
It was.
I didn't realize the guy on NCIS is him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's on the New Orleans one now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows like that where I remember these people because I grew up with these shows, and then today you don't. Like most people probably wouldn't remember Jaleel White anymore. You know who that is?
Oh, yeah, Urkel.
Yeah, Urkel.
Yeah.
Well, he don't like to be called Urkel.
But. How about Patrick Duffy? You remember Patrick Duffy? He's on two big shows back in the day.
No.
Step by step. He's the dad, and then he was on Dallas. He was Bobby Ewing.
To be fair, you didn't really grow up with Dallas.
Sure I did. I was a little kid.
You should not have been watching Dallas, though. Like, that was so inappropriate
because I was
be
a
watching.
Big fan of the video. You know, the Dukes of Hazzard. You know, at the race car?
Also, you didn't grow up with that.
Yes, I did. It was on when I was a very, very little kid, and we'd watch it on Friday night, and then Dallas would come on after that, and that turned into a ritual for the rest of the time Dallas was on.
Sure.
My father would let me watch it because he liked it, and my mother didn't like it, and he liked someone to sit with him on the couch and watch TV. So, but just like your dad with Quantum Leap, I would watch Dallas.
Sure. But I would say I guess I grew up with
Quantum Leap. I don't know. Why are you calling me out on this?
I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying I guess I would say I grew up on it. However, like I grew up on the reruns of it, so I don't know that I actually grew up with the show like it was on, right? You know.
Okay,
like Lola watches The Office and Friends now. She did not grow up with The Office and Friends because... They're in reruns now, so that's I don't know.
So you have to have watched it new to say you grew up with it?
I mean, I guess
that
not.
It doesn't make any sense.
It just seems weird for me for you to be like, I grew up with Dallas. First of all, inappropriate. Second of all,
I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Watching
I remember
Dallas.
Yeah, but I remember, so does that mean I grew up with it?
I guess it does. I guess it means that.
And the show was on until like 1996. So I mean, I was a teenager.
No, but it just—I don't know. Maybe that one in particular. I just feel like it shouldn't have been something you were watching.
Oh no! Well, no, I agree with that. My father—I've told this story before—took me to see Die Hard when I was a kid. I mean, I was probably in the first grade, maybe.
I just saw that for the first time last year, and I was like, "Oh my god! Wow, that was a lot."
It's a lot of blood and gore, but I loved it. I thought it was great. Well, I was more frightened when I went to see Sesame Street Follow That Bird.
That's fair.
I mean, they kidnapped Big Bird. It was terrifying.
That's worse than Die Hard?
Yeah. Yeah, because Die Hard, they're just these dumb bad guys getting, you know, and Bruce Willis is shooting at him. But he's being kidnapped. I got to tell you, this is absolutely true. Remember, Vinny, not that long ago she played that sad song, Sitting in the Clowns?
Yeah.
That song makes me cry from childhood because there was a TV special talking about celebrities who passed away. You remember John Ritter? Remember who he was?
Yeah.
He was the host of a birthday special for Mickey Mouse when I was a little kid, like 3 years old or something like that. And the premise of the thing is that, you know, the Sorcerer's Apprentice where Mickey in Fantasia with the hat on, he's got the red robe and all that. Well, he upsets the wizard from Fantasia. And they take away, like, Mickey is still alive, but they make, so he walks around and no one recognizes him as Mickey Mouse. So the whole birthday special is for Mickey's big Disney birthday celebration, all these celebrities, and John Ritter is the host. No one can find Mickey, and then they play Sending the Clowns, because John Ritter goes, well, I guess maybe next year we'll be able to celebrate, but this year a world missing Mickey Mouse, their beloved hero. To this day, I get emotional even thinking about it.
Aww.
So yeah, that was much worse than Die Hard.
They couldn't find Mickey.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
I guess you're right. As a kid, that seems much more traumatizing than...
So Hans Gruber, Alan Rickman, no big deal.
He's a hero.
You killed Mickey.
They didn't kill Mickey. It's okay.
Do you remember watching any of these shows growing up?
I didn't. I mean...
What did you do growing up?
I watched Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, we have a friend who has Jimmy Neutron hair.
I grew up on Jimmy Neutron and anything Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
I don't know why. Two mixtures.
Were you watching Rambo when you were a little kid?
Yo, Adrian!
Oh, Rocky. Okay.
Rocky, that's fair.
Well, Rocky's not that bad. Rambo
it
would probably be a little...
Bad.
Well, I watched Rambo, too.
Yeah, but... Rambo would be a little violent for a kid.
See, again, if you have a kid who's watching Rocky and they're like, oh, yeah, you know what you do when you're mad at someone? You beat them up. You box with them. Like, these are not... That's not okay.
Listen, we got to play a song or something because I'm still upset about Mickey Mouse disappearing, okay? And just like that, it's time for hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
M-O-M mom.
Confessions.
Sometimes I just like doing that.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a breathing
nice
exercise.
Nice little exercise.
Yeah.
For you.
Mm-hmm. You want to do it along with us in the car? Okay, here we go. Just take a nice deep breath. Inhale, then exhale with hashtag mom.
Confessions.
That was really relaxing. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, we search that hashtag on our socials. Matter of fact, this was a question on Jeopardy the other night. They said it was the symbol that used to be known as the pound. Mm-hmm. Now it's called the hashtag.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like Lola has picked up our old landline and said, it's got a hashtag on here. What's mm-hmm. that for? Like it's a pound. It's not the hashtag. But that's what you think of now when you see that
that's
little
what
symbol.
It is.
There, so. And I suppose it's relaxing for you to go ahead and... See, that was a dad confession.
Oh, yes.
I suppose it's relaxing to go on there if you're a mom or you know a mom or maybe sometimes a dad.
Yeah.
And you share, you know, the experience of momming mm-hmm. because it can be stressful. You release some of that stress here.
Yes.
Breathe in. Breathe out with hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Ah, confessions like these.
At Daddy Go Fishing said...
What a complete waste of everybody's time. Honest to God. Can you believe they pay us for this?
Going away on a business trip and my 7-year-old is very sad because there won't be anyone to reach the high things, if you're wondering how important I am.
I feel like that's what keeps my marriage intact.
There you
I'm
go.
Here to reach the high things, the high cupboards.
That's what a chair is for, honey.
Oh, well, I guess that doesn't bode well for me.
Rachel Dan said,
breathe in, breathe out.
My 6-year-old is lovingly curled up on my unshaven calf and said, you need to unsharpen your legs, mom. Hashtag oops.
I mean, that's well and dandy, and I understand, but can we never use the phrase unshaven calf on the radio show again? Can we just not ever say that again? We've said it twice now.
I just read it.
I read it. Never want to hear that again, at least not at this time of the day, okay?
At Going By, Renee said, when my eldest daughter was 4, she asked how come she doesn't remember when her dad and I got married. I said it's because you were not there. She cried at the thought that I didn't invite her, and I still find this ridiculously hilarious.
That's something kids do.
Yeah,
they seem upset for not being a part of things that they were not alive for.
It's very true.
And by the way, I'm not sure if you would have been invited.
No,
you
know? Probably not. Listen, no kids allowed.
We had a nice open bar.
Uh-huh.
We don't need a bunch of kids running around.
That's right.
Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:29:20. Joking aside, I think I needed that.
Yeah, it felt good.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, we got this idea yesterday because we were talking about how Rochelle would like to retire at the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville communities in Florida. And I mentioned I'm a big fan of his restaurants. He's got the resorts and the casinos and all of that. His music, I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I'm a parrot head. I'm not a super fan.
Mm-hmm.
So that got us talking about bands that some people really don't like, that we don't like. You know, there's always people that go, I don't get it with the Beatles. And it blows my mind a little bit. You're a hip-hop person. I'm really not a hip-hop person.
I'm a hip-hop person when I'm working out. To be fair.
Do you have an unpopular music opinion? Something you just can't get on board. They say music unites the world,
yeah.
Right? Is there something you just don't feel?
I have quite a few.
Okay.
But the two that I will mention
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Would come in number one.
Mariah Carey is so overrated. I don't get it.
Will you at least acknowledge that she has a strong set of vocal cords?
She just screams.
She has like a 13-octave range, doesn't she?
Is that range or screaming?
No, I don't know.
I feel like it's screaming. I don't know. I feel like Adele has a range. She just gets to this point where it's like the dogs are running around because it's so high.
200 million Mariah fans can't be wrong.
I get it, and that's fine, but this is my unpopular music. I get it. People
and you
like
hate
it.
Her because you feel that the Christmas song is overplayed.
Oh, 100%. Oh
slash,
my gosh.
You once saw her on Cribs and found her to be obnoxious with her 4 rooms of shoes.
And also, her voice hurts my ears.
All right, fine.
It just does. Also, I like Coldplay. I'm just going to say it. It is what it is.
I don't know that it's an unpopular music decision. People don't like Coldplay?
Yeah.
I could see if it was Nickelback you were talking about.
I think there's a thing where people are like, you know, Coldplay?
This is out of left field because I thought you were going to say Josh Groban.
Oh, well, that's not unpopular. Does anybody like Josh Groban?
Yeah, a lot of people like him. He's another one that said
I
to
also
him,
don't. To be fair, that I don't say that about his music. I think he is very talented, unlike Mariah Carey. I just don't like her. Josh Groban has a beautiful voice. I once had the opportunity to meet him, and he was a jerk. And so I just don't like him as a human being.
In fact, you didn't meet him. He snubbed you.
Well, that right.
Which is the whole issue.
Right. That's it. But his music is beautiful. I will give you that. But
I don't know. Do I have any unpopular music opinions? I don't know that I do. Because, like, I understand. I mean, hip-hop people are very talented. It's just not my kind of music.
Yeah,
same with the heavy metal.
You
know, the Slipknot guys are talented. I just don't like them. The Insane Clown Posse are fine, but that's not for me.
You have an appreciation for what they do. You just, it's not necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know that I have any unpopular music opinions.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I could think of any of them.
Okay, you know what? I think I do have one, and I know this is going back. I feel as though the Beach Boys were a better band than the Beatles.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, granted, Beatles, amazing. Huge fan. Everyone knows what a Paul McCartney aficionado I am.
Yeah.
I feel as though for a brief period there, the output that the Beach Boys had are better songs. Some of the greatest pop songs ever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
Frank, better than Elvis. That might be unpopular.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, I know we're going back, but
yeah.
Whitney Houston, greatest female singer of all time.
I'll give you that. That's not an unpopular opinion, is it?
I don't
think so. I don't know.
Barbara Streisand, overrated.
Overrated. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
Okay, well, then we agree. No reason to take any calls. I guess we're all set. Sure, he said.
She said.
As you might imagine, the text messages, the Facebook messages, the phone calls have started rolling in, especially the text and Facebook. We get a lot of those every single morning. Talking about unpopular music or musical opinions. Most people tend to love this artist or this song, even the genre. You just cannot get on board. You hate it. And you feel like the only person in the room that isn't enjoying themselves when this song or this artist comes on, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
How do you answer that?
Lee said, classical is beautiful and for everyone.
Okay.
Greg said, I hate country music.
It's so funny to me that those two tend to be the two kinds of music that are so polarizing.
What's
like,
that?
Classical like people either country? Love country music and they know everything and they get the boots and they do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Or you hate it and you go, it's just a bunch of twang.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, same thing as your people that go to the opera and they're very much into the, they know every waltz and I don't pronounce Tchaikovsky and all this sort of stuff. Or you go, I can't stand it. I would never go see a symphony. I wouldn't go see an opera.
I think you're wrong there because I like classical music, but I don't know all the stuff and things about it. But I do like it and I appreciate it and enjoy it.
It just seems like those two of all the genres are the most polarizing.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Well, they're
like everybody, even if you're not someone that, you know, is like a rap fan,
mm-hmm.
everybody likes Will Smith. Everybody likes a little getting jiggy with it. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like everybody's got like a rap song that they like, you know, and they'd be surprised that they like it.
I think everybody has a classical song they probably like.
I remember growing up, my grandmother out of nowhere goes, I like that song that says Shake That Booty for Me. That's a fun song. I heard it in a commercial.
Get it, Grandma.
She's like, who's, you know music, Rob? Who is that?
What song is she talking about?
I can't, it was some 90s dance song or something.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
But my point is everybody's got one song. But with country, if you hate country, you hate all country. Same thing with classical.
I guess. I don't know.
I feel like this in and of itself is an unpopular opinion on my
part.
I'm being very judgy.
Probably. You are being very judgy. Janice said, I have to say, I like most songs, but then when I look at the lyrics, I'm like, WTH.
Yeah, I never noticed the lyrics. I got to be honest. Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
But then when you, it's that is true. Because
what is this song really about?
Wait, what are they saying? What, wait, what did he just say?
I'm definitely, if I like the beat of it, I that's the first thing for me.
Right.
All right. Let's get into this. Line two.
I would say my roommates would tell me I'm very unpopular with this. My distaste for country music.
Mm.
You live with a couple of country fans, do you?
Yeah. And I don't know. It just like, it sounds like a bad Nicholas Sparks movie in song version. I went to the store and she broke my heart. I just. You know.
I'm sorry. What Nicholas Sparks book was that? Is that in the Notebook?
That's all of them. What are you talking about?
It's all of them.
The Notebook is Nicholas Sparks.
Yes.
Okay.
That's so great.
All right, back to the first line.
Hanson's Mbop.
What would your opinion be? Are you?
It's on everything I have that I listen to favorites.
Wow.
Let me ask you this: is it a ringtone?
I know, but that would be funny.
Because I think for $2.99, it can be all yours. Lot of opinion here. Unpopular music opinions, feelings. That's your he said.
She said.
It's he said. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Trying real hard to think of another synonym here. Unpopular music opinions. Thoughts. Feelings. Attitudes.
Yeah.
That's the best I can do.
Yeah.
There's just something. Everybody seems to like it. You can't stand it when it comes to an artist, when it comes to a song.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are some people, believe it or not, that love Baby Shark. Can you imagine that?
I don't hate Baby Shark.
I will tell you, when Macarena comes on, I get excited. I still like it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't hate either of those. I know they're annoying, but I think that they're fun.
A lot of text messages, a lot of phone calls on this.
Raina said George Harrison had the best solo career of all of the Beatles.
I mean, listen, we could parse it, but that's a reasonable thing. I don't think that's crazy.
Definitely an unpopular opinion, though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, but no one, Ringo's the one that everybody dumps on.
Poor Ringo.
I know. Like, Ringo's Ringo. Very, very good. I understand he's not necessarily the musical genius of the group, but he's very talented.
He kept the beat.
Yeah, he certainly kept the beat. You got no song without the drummer.
That's right. James says, I don't care what anyone thinks. Nickelback is great.
Nickelback is not that bad. I mean, they have a couple of songs that are just fine.
Well, you just said earlier, unless it's Nickelback, do people have an opinion about it?
I was just saying, I could see how people would judge you for being a Nickelback fan. That's like calling someone a Karen. Like, it's a thing people say.
Wow.
But I didn't know that there was anything with a Coldplay.
There is. There's some quotes.
Is it because they think you're kind of like a granola person?
I don't know.
And they'd be surprised that you would be a granola person because you're Miss I Go to Ulta every 3 days?
I do not. How dare you?
My credit card bill begs the difference.
How dare you? Terry said, listening to music off an album sucks. I hate all the crackling.
I mean, again, I get what you're saying. I disagree with that, but I think you're incorrect for saying it, or you don't know what you're talking about. That's fine.
No matter your age, that probably is an unpopular opinion, though, just because album sales are outdoing a lot of sales even now. So,
listen, this is kind of like Hawaiian pizza. I like Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, there's big opinions on Hawaiian
pizza.
But if
you don't like Hawaiian pizza, fine. Mm-hmm. But I've had people tell me, you're Italian, you're not allowed to like Hawaiian pizza. I'm not allowed to like Hawaiian pizza?
You know what?
I like Hawaiian pizza.
I actually forgot to tell you this. Lola, our 10-year-old, threw you under the bus the last time we were talking about pizza, which is something we do apparently.
Or she gave me trash because...
No, she said, ask Robbie, he's Italian. He'll tell you pineapple does not belong on pizza. And I said, actually, Robbie likes pineapple on pizza. And she was like, oh, I'm offended.
Well, listen, she would be correct in the sense that in Italian cooking, you would not put ham and,
well,
and pineapple on pizza.
She couldn't
That's
believe
why
it.
It's called, wait for it, Hawaiian pizza. I'm just saying I also appreciate that. By the way, well, I happen to like sushi. They didn't have that in Rome back in the day. You didn't see Julius Caesar sitting there with a California roll.
You don't know.
But I like it.
Wow. You're just a people pleaser, aren't you? You're a people.
Yeah.
You're the man of the people.
That's right. When you look at me, you think people pleaser.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to line three.
I don't listen to a whole lot of new music. I have a tendency to listen to the same songs over and over and over again, to the point where, like, when my boyfriend's in the car with me, he's like, I feel like I hear the same song every time I'm in here. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it, so what's the problem?
So you're kind of like a top 40 station is what you're saying. You just play the same things over and over again.
Except it's like things that are old too. It's like, you know, 90s, 2000s. It's like,
no, wait a minute. Those are not oldies. 90s music is not oldie. Don't say that to me. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I thought you meant like Glenn Miller.
Here's a funny story. When Robbie and I first started dating, I used to have the Hamilton soundtrack in my car for my kids. And every time you turn on the car, it would automatically start playing. So every single time he got in my car, it would go 1776, New York City.
Yeah, because Aaron Burr, the name of the song, yes. Aaron AA is so the first thing in the playlist. So every damn day we get in the car, I get the Hamilton soundtrack.
And he still married me, so you're all right. It's fine.
No, that was actually one of my albums that was played quite a bit. I have like a musicals playlist.
See? So, there you go.
Listen, when you meet a Lin-Manuel Miranda fan, you marry them, okay? That's what you do. Well, that was exact. Can we do this? Hashtag mom. We're not doing that right now. We do that at 7:29:20. I just needed the exhale, inhale to relax a little bit. This is a very, very cantankerous, unpopular music opinions. Your he said.
She said.
We'll leave it up on Facebook all day for you.